A great holiday gift might be a farm bill. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Many farmers across the country have a special gift wish for the holidays. Gary Crawford has our report.
A lot of farmers and others in agriculture would like a farm bill for Christmas. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told reporters the other day that every day without a farm bill slows down economic activity in the farm sector and in rural America, and this uncertainty is really hitting farmers very hard.
It's that farmer and rancher who's trying to make decisions out there in the countryside who still today doesn't quite know precisely what the programs are going to be, doesn't know how to tell his banker what the programs are going to be, doesn't know how to decide whether to expand, to buy an additional piece of equipment, because he or she does not know what the programs are going to be.
Vilsack says there's no doubt many producers are waiting, putting off operational and buying decisions
that could help spur not just their own operation, but spur the economy generally.
Now, meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, House and Senate lawmakers have been trying to craft one bill from two very different versions, with the biggest, most contentious issue, what to do with the SNAP program, formerly known as food stamps. And Vilsack says,
I suspect that progress has been made and will continue to be made on the almost 90 differences that exist between the House and the Senate versions. My suspicion is that the SNAP issue will be one of the issues that will be last addressed.
Vilsack says the more issues that are agreed upon before taking up the SNAP program,
the greater the chances are that we actually get a bill, which obviously I think everyone recognizes is long, long overdue.
He says after spending weeks hammering out agreements on scores of sticky farm bill issues, lawmakers would have a vested interest in not letting disagreements on SNAP funding to cause that whole farm bill process to fail. So we are not only having disagreements among the House and Senate conferees, we have very few days between now and the end of the year to get a bill crafted and passed by both the House and Senate before the current farm bill extension runs out.
That's USDA's Gary Crawford reporting for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.